This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now from You Better, You Bet on Odyssey and the BetQL Network. You know him as Locky Lockerson on Twitter. It's Ken Barkley joining me now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ken, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm doing good, Rami. Thanks for having me on. I hope you guys all in the studio had a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully people had some time off, were able to enjoy some food and everything, and plenty of sports to talk about.
It was
no
good.
No question about that.
So much food. I'm still full, Ken. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here still full
thing?
Right now.
What was your favorite thing that you had?
Probably mac and cheese. And I know that's not something that is mac and cheese on your Thanksgiving
topic.
Table?
It is, it's like, I'd say 50% of the time, yes. Depends on which family, who's hosting, all that kind of stuff. It's not a staple, per
okay.
se, but I'm definitely not one of the anti-mac and cheese people out there. We've had that movement recently. I'm going to push against that movement as somebody who has two kids that eat mac and cheese all the time.
Do you have odds on, like, how many tables on Thanksgiving mac and cheese lands on?
is this a market that I can bet into? Let's see. What percentage do I think? I'm going to say, let's see, do more than 55% of Americans have mac and cheese as part of their Thanksgiving.
I would take the under.
Over 55%.
I think I would take the under, Ken, actually. Yeah, I don't think it's as common as it should be.
A market then. I think I did a bad job setting the number. I was thinking 45 at first. And I changed it to 55. I was unsure. I don't know.
You know football and betting much better when it comes to that. Talking with Ken Barkley of You Better, You Bet, Odyssey and the BetQL Network. I saw a 1-point favorite for the Packers heading into this one on Sunday. I don't know if that line has moved at all, Ken, but do you think this one is that close between the Packers and Rams Sunday at Lambeau?
I do. I think it probably is most likely a close game. The market for this game, you have it basically right. And what will happen a lot of the time is if the Packers are favored by one, a couple sports books might have the Rams favored by one.
Sure.
And there's really not a big difference between that because you're like, well, like, but they're on each side of the zero. Like I could bet both sides. And then if it lands zero, I win. I'd be like, well, kind of need a tie game for that to happen. Doesn't really happen very often. So usually the market will kind of be not broken, but it'll, you know, each team could be a 1-point favorite. That's what we've seen for the most part throughout the week. The Rams took a lot of early money because the Packers opened as about a 2.5 or a 3-point favorite. That came down pretty fast. And if I had to bet the game, honestly, I think this projects as a type of game where using what's called a teaser could be a really, really good option. So when you have a small spread like this, you can do a 2-team 6-point teaser, and basically, if you can create a number that goes through 3 and 7, which land all the time in the NFL, and you can do that with a bunch of games that are going on this week, it's a really good teaser week for people that know such things. Mm-hmm. And go through 3 and 7, you can create a really cool bet. So if the Rams are, for example, there's a couple of sports books I'm looking at right now. The Rams are favored by 1.5. If I use a 2-team 6-point teaser on the Packers, I get them through 3 and 7. I actually get them +7.5. And then I can pair that with another game where I do the same thing. So I have this as a really close game. My number is Rams by 0.5 point, I think, something like that. So, you know, definitely not a market I'm dying to bet into. But I do think getting the Packers more than a touchdown and a teaser at home would be a really smart idea.
When the schedule came out, this probably looked like a shootout to most people looking at Sean McVay's offense and getting Matthew Stafford and what this Packers offense was last year. I haven't seen what the over-under is for this one yet, talking with Ken Barkley of You Better, You Bet here on the Wendy's Big Show, but I feel like this could be a low-scoring defensive battle now that we've actually come to game time, Ken.
Right, and I think there's no question, right, that our opinion of the Packers' defense has improved greatly over the course of the season.
Yeah.
Even though they lose Jair Alexander, they just play so much better, and their statistics kind of bear out that they're probably a much more formidable defense than we thought. One other thing that could contribute to a low-scoring game, like you mentioned, we're playing at Lambeau Field, and it's going to be November 28th. Well, I mean, it's going to be, you know, 30, 35 degrees. There's going to be a ton of wind because there always is. You know, whether that has an impact on scoring, maybe it's limited, but it's, you know, obviously a lot different than playing in a dome or playing in a, you know, even Lambeau Field at the start of the season. So the total in the game is 47. I think that's basically a league average total. Like, the scoring this year in the NFL has been around 46, 47 points. So I find that kind of interesting. We've seen the Packers offense be explosive at times, but you know, with the Rams off a bye and having a ton of time to prepare for this, I think that total's pretty good. If I had to bet it, I would probably bet the over, but I think another total that's properly set. And I agree with you, it's been – Packers totals have been really interesting the entire year, because I think when you have a guy like Rodgers, there's always like a public perception, like, oh, well, I got to bet over on that team. Like, that team's going to put up a million points. They're going to score a lot. But they've had so many injuries and all the COVID games and stuff that it's been, you know, a lot of different types of results that I think people are used to. I would bet the over if people wanted action, but I think teasing the Packers is probably the only play I'll end up having here.
What are some of your other favorite plays around the NFL Week 12 slate?
Oh, man, it's a really interesting week because there are so many spreads under a field goal, more than we almost ever have.
Really?
All of your large spread games were actually two of the games yesterday. The Raiders, who obviously won outright, that was the biggest spread we had on the board. And now all that we're left with is a bunch of field goal games, basically. I think that can create some interesting betting opportunities. I really like the Giants at more than a field goal at home against Philadelphia. Obviously, the Giants are coming off that terrible Monday night loss. Philly has been one of the hottest teams in the league for about a month. And I think part of each of the two things I just said is kind of pushing this number out to like a crazy degree where the Eagles are 3.5 or 4. My number is more like 2.5. So obviously 3, a key number in the NFL. Giants more than a field goal at home. Obviously new offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens in that game, you know, of some fame and infamy, depending on when you followed Freddie Kitchens' career. So the Giants would definitely be one for me. And then Atlanta would be another one, team that's had extra rest off the Thursday night game against the Patriots, under a field goal against Jacksonville, which I don't totally agree with. I think this line should be about Falcons by 3. So less than that, I like Atlanta in the game. So not glamorous selections necessarily, but a lot of field goal games, a lot of field goal spreads. So Giants and Atlanta would definitely be two that stand out for me.
Real quick, moving into the college ranks, talking with Ken Barkley of You Better, You Bet, and BetQL here on the Wendy's Big Show. I saw Wisconsin a 6.5-point favorite against Minnesota. That's a game that's always pretty close and seems like two pretty closely matched teams when you talk about these particular squads. Ken, is that spread a little big for you when you're looking at that one?
So it is. I've actually I placed a bet on this game because there are actually 7s now in the market in a couple places.
Okay.
And, Wisconsin favored by 7. I know, which I think strikes you as surprising. Just like, to be honest, it strikes me as surprising. I think Wisconsin should be favored. My number is more like 4.5, and I think you have a really, really low total game, which sometimes for Wisconsin just means they win 30-0. That's all the low total game means. It's basically been that's the story of the second half of their season. I think Minnesota can provide a lot more resistance, obviously, than, you know, Rutgers or Maryland or Illinois or some of these other teams that Wisconsin's really beat up on. So, you know, I think the Badgers obviously are more likely to win, but just a little bit too big of a number with a very low total. The total is 39.5 in the game. So I think any kind of 7 with Minnesota is a really good idea. I kind of agree with you on that game.
That's Ken Barkley, You Better, You Bet, on Odyssey and the BetQL Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Lockie Lockerson, and our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ken, appreciate the time and the insight, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Rami. Have a good weekend.
And he joins me on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Easy for me to say. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.